verses 14 through 15. This is a verse that we often use in the Protestant world to build the girding behind our understanding of ordination. Why not just anybody can be a pastor, but why certain men and women in the Protestant world, we were ordaining women to be pastors. The verse says, "And how are men to call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher?" And I suppose usually I kind of stop there. How are they going to hear without a preacher? So they need a preacher. And there I was preaching. But there's another verse that goes right afterwards that says, "And how can men preach unless they are sent?" How can men preach unless they are sent? Now, why did Paul add that? Why was that necessary? Well, the problem was there were men and probably women in the early church that just felt, oh, the Lord called me to preach and I'm going to go start my own church. And so they're out teaching things that aren't the same as the apostles or Paul or Apollos or the other apostles. The word apostle comes from the Greek word for sent. Jesus sent them forth. They were apostles. And then they were to choose others that they would ordain and send. And so a person to be a preacher had to be sent. And what awakened within me was the question of who sent me? I was ordained as a Presbyterian, originally ordained actually as a Congregationalist before I became Presbyterian. I remember that day of ordination when the people gathered around me and laid their hands on my shoulders and prayed that the Spirit would guide me. And I believe that God anointed me at that point with His grace and His love and His mercy. But by what authority did these people have to send me? Who sent them? And that confronted me with the issue of apostolic succession. The authority of the bishops, the priests, and the deacons. And in the early church fathers, I read in the apostolic fathers, those early writers who in fact had learned their faith from the apostles themselves, that Ignatius, for example, said that they were not to do anything apart from the bishops, the priests, and the deacons. In other words, they were to have the authority that sent them. It completely confronted me on my own authority as a preacher. How could I know that these men and women, well-meaning, had any more authority to send me forth than just an average used car salesman? It's the church that has the authority. That is the pillar and foundation of truth. All right, a couple more verses to share with you.